divine appointment, a sacred calling. David wasn't chosen for his outward appearance or status. God looked at his heart. And just like David, you have been chosen, set apart, and empowered for this season. To be anointed with divine grace means stepping into God's favor, His strength, and His Spirit. It's about walking boldly even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself,
Good morning. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to it's not early morning, but it's the Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning will not be my opinion, but it shall be the Word. Because the Bible says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God doth man live. So let's go to the Word and let's see how we can gain the most of what God has purposed us in this day. Now remember, we've been teaching on this level of covenant identity. Your covenant promised identity in the kingdom of God. Now, what you first of all have to understand, what is the kingdom of God? Okay, first of all, so I want everyone to just repeat after me. Say, I receive it. I receive my kingdom authority. I receive my kingdom dominion, and I receive my kingdom promises. So the kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. Matthew 6:33, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, and His righteousness. That word righteousness means right standing or right relationship. So He wants us to maintain the relationship with Him, okay? You must do first things first, okay? You must keep your relationship with Him. Stay in right standing. Make sure that you're seeking God, doing things His way. Then all these things shall be added. You get to a point in your relationship with the Father, because according to what Jesus said, He says, my Father or your Father knows that you have need of all these things. And then Paul came back and said, and my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory. So let's pray. Father, we thank You. Father, less of us, more of You, none of us, all of You. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of Your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give You all the glory, honor, and praise. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. So we've been teaching about your covenant identity, and let's see how this connects to today. Now, today is July 16th, 2025. It's the 16th day of July. So 16 is 8 times 2, or 8 plus 8, which is, and 8 represents new beginnings. Okay. So, but the number 197 is the 197th day of the year. So the 1 represents divine unity. The nine represents birthing, harvest, spiritual maturity, and the seven represents completion, perfection, and divine rest. So today, the 197th day speaks prophetically. So when God speaks prophetically, it's going to happen. That this will be a season where your identity, your maturity, and divine completion converge. This is a day to speak from the seat of your covenant authority, knowing that you are not just walking in the promises of God, you are commanding your atmosphere with precision and power. Oh, come on, somebody. This connects to Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 through 8. He says, walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will make you exceedingly fruitful. So when God makes a covenant, first of all, let's understand what that word covenant is. It's a contract that's only dissolved by death. Okay. This contract or this promise, Paul said that the promises of God in him are yes and in him, amen. So when you understand that when God makes a promise, you don't have to ask whether or not it's the will of God, because it already is, because he already promised it to you. Oh my God. You are the heirs of salvation. Oh, come on now, someone type, it is so. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God. So on this day, God reaffirms the weight of your identity in him. He didn't just change Abram's name. He gave him language for his future. When Abram spoke his name, he was declaring his destiny. So when he went from Abram to Abraham, every time he spoke his name, he said, you shall be called Abraham, because a father of many nations have I made you. Past tense, already done. Oh, come on, somebody. You are walking in this covenant identity. Okay, Galatians chapter 3, verse 29 says, and if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Either there's that word promise or contract again. This also connects to Deuteronomy 8:18. It says that you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. The power isn't limited to money. It's divine enablement to fulfill your part in God's eternal covenant plan. This 197th day reminds you that provision is voice activated. Now, we've been talking about this according to Proverbs 18:21. And it says, Proverbs 18:21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Let's see, where did I write that down here? I know I did. Proverbs 18:21. Yes, your covenant words. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So understand this, good, bad, or indifferent, every word that comes out of your mouth creates something, okay? Because you were created in God's image and after his likeness. So God, creation starts in the mind of God, but it's activated through the mouth of God, okay? The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So in Genesis chapter 1, he says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and then he said, let there be. Okay, so when we understand that because you're created in God's image, when you say, let there be, when you say, Father, according to your Word, you said, I wish above all things that I would prosper and be in health even as my soul prospers. First of all, we have to understand that it's going to take a transformation in your soul, in your mind. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So when you understand Jeremiah 29:11, one of God's most powerful promises in the Bible, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Oh, come on. Are you getting this today? Let me see something right here. Let me make sure that this here, let me hold on here. I just want to, oh, that's a little better. Yeah, there we go. So when he says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. So, it begins with a thought, and when, okay, I will. Okay. Oh my God. Here it is right here. Isaiah 26, 3. Okay. Let's go here. Isaiah 26, 3. I'm just going to. Oh my God. Are you getting something already? If you are someone type, it is so. Isaiah. Let's just go here. And we're going to type this in the comments here. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Let me type this in the Instagram here. Isaiah 26, verse 3. And it says this, okay? And if I can spell the word Isaiah right. It says in verse 3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind, okay, here we go. The vision starts in the mind of God, okay, whose mind is stayed on me, okay. So why? Because he trusted in thee. Why? The mind, when you keep your mind stayed on the word, okay, he said, meditate on my word day and night, and whithersoever you go, you shall prosper and have good success. When you keep your mind on the word of God, no matter what distractions. So I know it's easier said than done, okay? But you have to practice this. You have the power. Paul said, pulling down the strongholds, casting down imaginations. Every thought becomes an image. Every image becomes a creation in your mind. And once you speak that creation, good, bad, or indifferent. Think about this. How many times did you say, oh, it feels like I'm catching a cold? How many times did you catch that cold? Come on now. You're created in God's image. So if I say, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, it's supposed to follow me. Oh, come on now. Woo, there it is right there. Oh my God. Let me see right here. Let me see. Did I put that in there? Let me see if I put that in here. Oh my God. I did. Let's check this out. Okay. Here's some covenant confessions. Now listen, when you sow your seed today, I have a longer document. Hold on here. And let me do it like this. Let me remove this one. And let me see if I can do it like this here. I'm going to I've got the updated document for those who sow seed, okay? For those of you who sow seed, okay. Today, I'm going to send this. This is a daily covenant confession, okay? Now, when you do this, when you speak these words, because these words are connected to the word, okay? Hold on here. I'm just going to bring this up here, and I'm going to, let's see here. Give me one second. But listen, are you getting something good today? I pray that you are. You know, because listen, the Bible says that you shall know the truth, and the knowing of that truth shall make you free. It shall make you, see, it shall make you free. I'm going to say it again. It shall make you free. Okay, are you getting this? Are you getting this? Oh, my God. Are you getting this? Oh, my God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'm going to add this here. Okay, let me get this. Upload the file. Okay, because we're almost done. I just wanted to encourage you. I want to thank you for all your prayers. Tanya and I made it up here to Ohio. She's up here caregiving her mom. But listen, I want you to repeat these after me. Now listen, when you sow your seed today, I'm going to send this to you, okay? So that way, every day, and it's connected to Proverbs 18:21, the death and life are in the power of your tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So when you speak these words are from the word, okay? So just repeat this after me. Money is locating me today. Abundance is locating me today. Prosperity is locating me today. Success is locating me today. Peace and joy is locating me today. Healing is locating me today. Grace and favor is following me today. Wealth and increase is locating me today. Addition is locating me today. Goodness and mercy are following me today. Debt, lack, and poverty is leaving me today. Fear, doubt, and unbelief is leaving me today. Sickness and disease is leaving me today, and generational curses are destroyed in my life today. Come on now, somebody give God some praise. So when you understand, now say, I receive it, it is so. So now here's what you want, here's what you need to do, because here's what you have to understand. Your covenant, your covenant, your covenant. He says in Genesis chapter 17, he says in verse 8, and I will give unto you and thy seed after thee the land. Okay. He says in verse 7, and I will make establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after thee in their generation. This, you are who he's talking about. This is God talking to Abraham about you in 2025, that you have a covenant promise, a covenant that can only be dissolved by death. And because we're made in the image and the likeness of God, death has no sting. Oh my God. Listen, get your seed ready. Now listen, we're going to sow the 2025 seed, okay? Now, once again, when you sow this seed, what I want you to do is I want you to put your email in the comments of the seed in the little comment box, and I will send you today the covenant words of promise that you can speak. Look, speak it in the morning as soon as you get up, before you go to bed, in the middle of the day, when you're feeling like you're getting a little anxious or what, worried or whatever, just begin to just say these words. Why? Because it's covenant promises of God. And he says, and my God shall do what? Supply all your need. Okay, so listen, sow your seed. If you want to sow that 2025 seed to the ministry, you can use the QR code, and I'm just typing this into Instagram. You can use the QR code, amen, and it'll take you to our PayPal, amen. Or you can use your banking app and send it to the Zelle banking app through your bank, and use our Gmail, restoredmintl@gmail.com, amen. Now listen. But for those of you who want to go to the next level by sowing it as a teruma, Ezekiel 44:30 says, when you give your dough or the first of your dough to the priest, I'm the priest and prophet of this ministry. So when you sow it directly into my hands by using my Cash App, $2 Prophet MD Bryant, then you will open the mouth of the priest and prophet. Hey, there's Pastor Tanya back there in the thing, just walking all through the camera.
Well, hi.
Amen. But you can do that, and that's called the teruma. And now that opens the mouth of the priest and the prophet to speak the word, and God honors the word of the priest. Amen. So use my Cash App at $2 Prophet MD Bryant. Come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you. High glory. Father, your word says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Father, I declare and decree that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I declare and decree that as they sow the seed today, they are activating the promise of the covenant. And you said, and the promises of God are yea and amen. So it's already done. It is so. And Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We declare and decree that it shall be done according to your word in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, Amen and amen and amen. Listen, thank you for joining in. I want to thank you for just, listen, I want to thank you for being a partner of this ministry. Listen, because you are a partner of this ministry, high glory, because you are a partner of this ministry, the Bible says that the anointing flows from the head, even down to the beard, even unto the breastplate of Aaron. You cannot sow in the kingdom of God. You cannot do anything in God's kingdom and God not bless you. So thank you for joining in. I'm going to try to get on tomorrow, but I'll be on a little bit earlier. Amen. Got this 2-hour difference here, but be blessed. I'll see you tomorrow. You are a covenant son.